Good morning. Good to have you along with us. Today's program originally set to air August 18th and 19th, year of our Lord 2024. It is good to have you along with us this Sunday or Monday morning, whichever the case may be. We're going to be in Mark chapter 13 in just a few moments. I do want to take a look once again today at the National Day calendar because there are some pretty interesting days. Sunday, August 18th, is National Fajita Day, National Ice Cream Pie Day. I see how those two things could go together. And National Mail Order Catalog Day. You say, well, now, Neil, I hadn't seen one of those in a while. My wife's mother, this last week, actually got one from Montgomery Ward, of all places. I didn't even know they were still in business. August 19th. Maybe not quite as exciting, National Potato Day, National Bow Day. Now, that's not for me. That's for ladies to wear a bow in their hair. National Soft Ice Cream Day. Might have to indulge in that. And National Aviation Day. I hope I don't have to do that. Of course, we might all fly away. And that's what we're going to be talking about both days. In Mark chapter 13. We're getting close to the end of the book of Mark. We're getting close to the time of the crucifixion in the book of Mark. And as we come to the close last week of Mark chapter 12 and we come to Mark 13 today, it says, "And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And there were some magnificent buildings there in Jerusalem. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Jesus was not impressed. These buildings would not last forever. Jesus has already told them that if they would destroy the temple, speaking of his body, he would raise it again in 3 days. Jesus has taught us, I believe we could go back and find this, that our soul is worth far more than our body. Jesus' teachings would indicate to us that the things of this life will not last. I have worked hard myself to build up and to heap up, I guess you'd say, mainly just to keep the bills paid that I've accumulated more than anything else. Jesus said, you look at all this great stuff, it's not going to be here. For those who have been to Jerusalem, they say that Wailing Wall is still there. I have heard some make comment and say that if that is the case, that this prophecy is yet to be fulfilled. My friend, it could be between the time I record this message and the time that you hear it. Iran may have struck. They may have destroyed what is left of it. I don't know. Verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew ask him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when these things shall be fulfilled?" Now, I just want to be simple here for just a second. You go back to Matthew, they ask him some other things, and some people say, well, and this is what's called, by the way, the Olivet Discourse. Jesus here on the Mount of Olives, he's talking about his second coming. Some people say, well, you know, part of this was fulfilled in AD 70, part of this is going to be fulfilled here, da, da, da. Guys, listen to me just a second. Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. In Matthew 24, it's the same thing, and I believe if you look to the Gospel of Luke, you're getting close to the cross. Jesus is fixing to leave, and he's telling his disciples, this is what you look for before I come back. Now, they don't understand this. They don't understand that he's going to leave. They don't understand how long he's going to be gone. The fact of business is we don't either. Now, we live in a time that we ought to be able to see the writing on the wall. Friends, no generation has seen the things that we have seen. Well, should I say the generation before mine, really? I mean, or maybe even one back, but in 1900, most people around this part of the world walked everywhere they went or rode a horse. Now, we could get on an airplane and we could be in Beijing tomorrow. Well, it might be tomorrow by the time we left, you know, there. You understand what I'm saying? It's amazing the technological advances that we have seen. But now, hang on a second. Because before Jesus gets into the signs, and we really won't get too much into those today, when Jesus was asked about this by these men who were closest to him, by these men who were sincere, in verse 8, and Jesus answering them began to say, "Take heed lest any man deceive you." Guys, let's think about this just a second. In the world that we live in, we're talking about these advances, talking about this type of stuff. I've never seen Christians made fun of as much as you see it now. People with conservative values are being called weird. They're being called archaic. They come up with all kind of words to try to describe people who believe that the Ten Commandments ought to be in the classroom. They come up with derogatory terms to talk about people who don't believe in abortion, to talk about people who believe in the sanctity of life. And friends, we stand dangerously close to turning our back on the nation of Israel. These are all biblical issues. And if you don't think so, friend, not only do you need to read your Bible, you need to let your Bible read you. Jesus said, number one, don't be fooled. And I'm going to tell you, as I thought about this, I believe the number one person that fools more people than anybody else is their self. We fool ourselves into believing that we're an exception, that God won't judge us the same way he judged somebody else. We fool ourselves into thinking that God has changed, or that the God of the Bible never really existed, or whatever the case may be. We fool ourselves into thinking that just because we want to do something, it must be okay. Jesus says, don't be fooled. Take heed. Be careful lest any man deceive you. And there are many deceivers in our world today. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not yet be. So these things are going to be. There are going to be people coming. There are going to be wars. There are going to be rumors of wars. In verse 8, he says, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in divers places. That means many. We do hear about a good number of earthquakes now. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. I don't mean to take away from anything that our country has been through in the last few years. Back in 2020 and 2021, we were so engulfed by the COVID that we missed the fact that in Iran, they were being overcome by locusts. And in North Africa, they were having to use their fighter planes to spray to try to knock back the locust. He says in verse 9, Take heed to yourselves. Here again, be careful. For they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now, I have said before that my study habits should probably not be copied. I would not recommend them to anyone. But guys, I'm going to tell you something. This is not an excuse not to prepare. And I must say that there have been moments in my life that I couldn't prepare. And I believe God blessed me. There have been moments in my life that I'd be about to walk into the pulpit and I'd think, well, now, you know, I need to use this certain scripture, and I would begin to look through my Bible, and I believe, I'm just going to say it like this, I'm thankful that I was able to find it just before I needed it. And this type of thing has happened to me. But guys, what this is talking about is a specific instance that's going to happen in the end of time. People are going to be persecuted for their faith, and Jesus says, you don't worry about coming up with a sermon when you know you're going to be in front of this judge, when you know you're going to be in front of this magistrate, you're going to be in front of whoever it is. He says the Holy Spirit will help you in that moment. He says, don't worry about it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. As I'm recording this broadcast, I know that I'm supposed to speak at New Hope Baptist Church on Sunday morning. I'm thinking about some of the things I might say. I've thought about the scripture that we're going to use, which, by the way, is, Lord willing, going to be from John chapter 3, and hopefully to focus a little bit more this week on verse 16. But be that as it may, Jesus says, when you're taken away from your comfortable place, when you're placed in a spot that you're going to be a spectacle, he says, don't worry about it. I will be with you. I will not. I'm saying this now, not the scripture in this place, but we know he will not leave us comfortless. I'm going to close out today in verses 12 and 13. It says, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, we haven't been given too many of the indicators of the second coming. In fact, Jesus said some of these things are going to be. He says some of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Here again, and I don't want to be redundant in this in any way, because I know this is one of the things that trips people up. They say, oh, they've been saying this for years. They say, oh, I can't understand what he's saying, which I think sometimes it is my fault, but a lot of times it's an excuse. As we see things ramping up in the Middle East, we see Iran preparing to attack the nation of Israel. We see the stage set. Could we be here 20, 25 years from now? We could be. I can't say for sure. I'm sure that in the 1930s and 40s that people thought it was the end of time. They thought that Hitler would be the Antichrist. I remember back in the 70s, we thought that the end was near. I remember in the 90s, we thought that the end was near. But you know what's true? What was true about them then that is still true to us today is we saw things we'd never seen before. We don't know when the end will be, but we know what? We must be ready. We may be called upon to endure. That's what Jesus said to these people here, was to endure. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. That's talking about you, my friend. I don't know about everybody else, but you can know Jesus if only you will. Thank you for tuning in and listening this morning. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. God bless you, God bless America, and God bless Israel today as well.